Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to live women's basketball here on radio.dominican.edu. Brian Sanchez here alongside Patrick Ayabyab and the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn. We'll begin to the action in just about 5 minutes, but for now, it's time for the pregame show. P-Yob, what do you got for me?
Hey, what's up, Brian? How you doing? Well, tonight's opponent, the Breaking Fast Urban Knights, enter with an 8-game winning streak in a 4-way tie for first place in the Pac-West Conference. They are paced by Alyssa Griggs, who is fifth in the league in scoring with 13 points per game and third in rebounding with 8.5. The Knights are first in the Pac-West in steals, led by Ariel Dahl, who tops the league in that category with 2.7. Now, B, you got the notes on last meeting.
Yeah, last meeting, the league leader in offensive rebounds, that's the Knights, pulled down a school record 37 offensive rebounds, and they utilized those second chance opportunities to attempt 97 shots in a game where they won 90-46 over these Lady Penguins. That was at Kezar Pavilion. That was back on January 30th, so a dominating performance.
No, that's dominating, but right now you're at home and you got the fantastic freshman, Sarah Nelson, and the Lady Penguins led by the Pac-West in blocks. She's headed by Nelson, who averages the league's best 2.2 per game. And Hyatt is fourth with 1.1 blocks per contest. And Jasmine Green and Melissa Wise are 14th and 15th respectively in blocks. Flynn made 2 out of 5 three-point shots for a team best 13 points last Saturday, Notre Dame Day no more, and is now 10th in the Pac-West in three-point shooting with 28% and 6th in 3 points made with 1.5 per game. I mentioned Wise today, Brian. She's out with a concussion. We don't know when she's coming back. I talked to her. She's suffering from short-term memory loss, so she probably doesn't remember the plays well. That's why she's out of uniform.
Yeah, and then you get to the next problem, which is Melissa Wise, a starter, was included in a group of starters for the Lady Penguins that have struggled at the beginning of games. They missed their first 11 shots in Saturday's 67-50 loss at NDNU, but at one point they cut the 13-point first-half deficit down to 3 points. So they start off slow, they pull it together, they just need to start off hot, that way their streak in the middle gets them a lead instead of cuts a deficit.
Well, that's what happens all the time with the Dominican Penguins. They can't get the lid off the bucket. Well, let's just go back to their three-point stance now. The Lady Penguins rely heavily on three-point shooting for their first offense. They launched 342 shots this season beyond the arc. Third most in the Pac-West, they just can't get them down. But Ariana Flynn and Kimi Nakamura are second and third in the league in three-pointers. How about that this season with 105 and 101? Dixie State's Sheila Adams tops the Pac-West with 124.
All right, that's going to do it for the pregame show, folks. We're getting ready for the action here at the Conlin Center. And when it's time for that, you bring in the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, B. Just a couple seconds left until the National Anthem fans. Pretty excited about having the Urban Knights, a double NC2A doubleheader tonight. And this should be pretty fun. Let's talk to the coach, Brian, about the last time these two teams met just about a week ago. Penguins did not play their game, according to the coach. Looking to make a little bit better showing than last time's 90-46 outcome. So we just have the overhead announcements going. And want to welcome in all the viewers on Channel 30. Marin Cable in the house, Scott Calhoun and the crew. What a great association that has been. The Urban Knights out of Academy of Art University in San Francisco in the house. We will have the starting lineups in just a moment or two. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Penguins have been playing better as of late. Join us in this rendition of the National Anthem. Picking up their second conference win just last week. Ready for the National Anthem now. For those of you at home, please rise. NC2A basketball, Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight's proceedings. Academy of Art will be sending out, under head coach Lene Larson, number 10 is Devin London, a 5'6" senior out of Oak Park, Illinois. Number 13 is Nicole Bisek, a 5'9" junior out of South Pasadena, California. Number 21 is Alyssa Griggs, a 6-foot sophomore out of Milwaukee, Oregon. Number 23, Jordan Rogers, a 5'10 junior out of Sparks, Nevada. And number 31 is Arielle Dale, the 5'8 junior out of Los Angeles. She came out of Pacific Hills High School for the Penguins. By the way, Brian, Academy is 9-2 in conference. Not too shabby.
Impressive.
The Penguins, who are 2-8 in conference under head coach Brianna Chambers in her fifth season, will be sending out number 4 is Kayla Valentine, the 5'6 sophomore out of Chino. And Valentine will be playing guard. The other guard will be Stephanie Carnes, number 1, the 5'1 junior out of Fremont. Kimi Nakamura, number 24, a 5'6 junior out of Sacramento. She'll be down in the post. Picking up the other side will be number 25 out of Rotorua, New Zealand, Taki Takoi, the 5'9 senior. And for the mighty Dominicans, be in the middle, filling it up in her first year, the freshman, the 6'2 freshman out of Oak Hills, California, Lauren Hyatt, number 34. Hyatt's having a great initial campaign here at the Conlin Center. First time, first year with the team, and she has been superb.
Yeah, she's a big-time difference maker down low. She's getting just under 6 points a game, but she's got 22 blocks. That's second on the team. So she's making the big difference down low.
Melissa Wise will not be playing tonight, fans. Wise with a concussion. She got an elbow concussion. That's a rare type of concussion. You don't see those very often.
That's got to be a serious hit.
That's a serious shot across the middle. Hyde will be in the middle for the mighty Penguins. She'll be up against Arielle Dale. Is that right? No, it's Alyssa Griggs, the 6-footer. And the Penguins tip it out, and Carnes has it. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Carnes calling out the play. Gets Kayla Valentine to reset out on the right wing. She's way out there at 25. She's not thinking about shooting it with 17. Oh, down low. The Penguins work it in. Nicely good penetration. Hyatt's in trouble. Back outside. Valentine, 3-ball on the way. Oh, in and out all over the place and finally popped out. Oh, that was so close. Jordan Rogers brings it up. She hands it off to Devin London. London, right side. Way over there, left side to Bisek. Back under the, right under the bucket and a whistle. Alyssa Griggs with the deuce and the trip to the line to open it up with 19:27. And the bucket's not come up on the board yet, but it is going to count eventually. Still says zeros up there at 19:27. Griggs on the line. She, Griggs, who tipped it out, misses the free throw. Currently 2-0. However, if you are viewing at home on the scoreboard, there is no score. But I'm pretty sure that bucket counted. In fact, I'm certain of it. 19:15. I don't know if there's a problem with the scoreboard or not, but we'll keep track here. We are on press row. 19:10. We have those responsibilities should the scoreboard go down, Brian. Bet you didn't know that. Carnes drives in left side. Great penetration, Carnes. In and out again. Goodness, that was all over 360. All around good shot, except it didn't go down. Now a soft scissor legs circus move out of Devin London as she glides in and scores the second bucket of the night. It is now 4-0 in favor of the Urban Knights. Although they've credited the Penguins with the deuce, the Penguins have not yet scored. Now they switched it around, and I think we have the scoreboard in order. A 3-ball goes off by Carnes, left wing. It's a little bit deep, but picked up by Hyatt. She goes back down to Takoi, all alone, and Taki gets the Penguins off the schneid to get the first 2 points on the board. 18:23 to go, the clock rolls. London brings it up 4-2 Knights, left side. Now down low, the Penguins, trouble. Griggs again with the turnaround. Griggs hits the line, no whistle. Referee's right on top of it, heaves it up. Hail Mary, and it's back into the hands of Jordan Rogers. Academy of Art holds on to it. Now they wing it around the outside. Foot fake by London, big time foot fake. And then the put down by Alyssa Griggs from the left side. 6-2, Penguins, very fast push to the other end. Kayla is blocked by Griggs, no whistle. Boy, that was rejection city. Into the hands of Jordan Rogers. Other end, London. 180, no. Hyatt down with it. Hyatt back into the hands of London. Too deep. Kimmy comes up with it. No whistle, but the hand in the face. 17:35. High dribbling to Takoi. She's got it now. Left side. Valentine spins away from it. Now she goes 3-ball, and that falls. and it may have just been a long deuce, Bryant.
Yeah, it was, but it still gets the Penguins on the board.
6-4 after Valentine with a 360 near three ball. Maybe her toe was on the line. Here goes a three ball off by Urban Knights. Left side, no, a little bit short. Hyatt with another rebound. Carnes across the timeline right side. Into the corner, Kimmy. Head fake, Kimmy. Rejection again. Urban Knights with two times with the big-time rejection. In the last three series, Urban Knights have just said no to the Penguins two of the three times. And at the other end, another whistle. And this one is called against Kayla Valentine, her first. The second team foul, while the Urban Knights have not committed any. 16-57, 6-4, B.
It's early in this game, but the Urban Knights are getting everything they want down low.
Ariel Dale with the freebie. She makes it, the first one. Hyatt's out.
And you know, that was the problem the Lady Penguins had last time against the Urban Knights.
Jasmine Green in place of Hyatt. I suspect at 90-46, the final score, there may have been more than just one component to that loss, and that may have been one of them. 8-4. The score, 16-46. The Penguins looking to avenge that showing from last week. After getting their second conference victory, turn around from the right side. Jasmine Green scores the deuce, 8-6. After getting that second conference victory, and then going into San Francisco and getting whooped by Academy by that gigantic margin. And now throwing it out off the end line. Nicole Bisek just heaves it out there by the Penguin cheerleader, 16-24. Dews get it back with a chance to tie. We're inside of 16.5 fans. Penguins down by two. Coach said if the Penguin women play their game, they can really compete with the Urban Knights. Now it's stolen away out of the hands of Kimi Nakamura by Ariel Dale, but she is violated in doing so. And now the referees are going to want to talk about it to somebody at Media Row. I'm not sure what the discussion is, B.
You know, Stu, I got to love that Jasmine Green came in the game, and within 30 seconds she scored and then played good defense down low, forced a turnover.
Green has a way of making her presence known immediately, and that was a good example. Kimmy now, between Kimmy's legs on the throwback from Taki. She's got it baseline. Taki has it pushed out off of Jordan Rogers, and Takoy, I guess, touched it on the way out, 8-6. 16:06 to go, Urban Knight. Knights ball, left side. Academy's got it. In the corner, left corner, in trouble. Penguins playing some pretty big zone defense right now. Three ball, right wing. Bisek, no. Down with it, Carnes. On the high dribble, 3-on-2. Carnes, right side over to Kimmy. Three ball on the way. Nakamura, air ball. Jordan Rogers hit her in the knee and then went out, and I think the Penguins are going to get it back. She did not anticipate the air ball, as the Knights are going to bring in three freshies, Julia Frazier, Vanai Austin, and Lauren Etchell will come in. But now we have a timeout, and I think it's a media timeout, and I am correct, 15:49, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, 15:49 to go. Conlin Center, radio.dominican.edu. Another worldwide broadcast all season long. Every game from the Conlin Center. Volleyball, basketball. It all happens right here on radio.dominican.edu. We bring them all to you with the help of the student broadcasters. And I would venture to say no student broadcasting team is stronger in the world, perhaps. Maybe beyond.
Not even close.
Oh, no.
It's not even close to.
Except your mic was off. You're not making my point very well. 15:49 is the referee is back over at Media Row. She spent a lot of time over here with the Media Row ref. Brandon Davis will clean things up. Now the Penguins back in play off the end line. And the Penguins have brought in some subs of their own, including Ariana Flynn, three-point expert. Flynn, her first year as a DU. Flynn's been just a great get. Sarah Nelson's in there filling things up in place of Hyatt now. She's at the free throw line as Nelson. Nelson's got her hands full with Julia Frazier, the 6'3" Frazier out of Brooklyn. Now the Penguins heave up a left-handed hook shot from Kayla Valentine. Air ball, 8-6. Academy comes down with it. They don't muff it this time as Etchell brings it up right side. Over to London. No look to Sarah Nelson. If you're going to no-look it, you better hit your own player. Left side now. Ariana Flynn goes up left side. Lorraine Etchell with a tremendous rejection and a foul, I believe. There's all kinds of whistles. There had to be a foul involved there, unless I'm wrong. And apparently I am. So that's just a great rejection play. Holy cow. There is some defense going on the part of the Urban Knights. Left side, Flynn, in and out, no. Put back, Sarah Nelson, yes. Nelson, her first year as a Penguin. Ties the game, does Nelson, 15-01. In the first few seconds, Nelson's on the floor. She cans it from the right side on the putback after the three ball is missed. What a luxury to have Nelson in there. Now Nelson goes in and gets a hand a little too deep on Etchell. Right side. Etchell went up right side. Nelson clearly with a foul. That's her first, 14-48 to go, fans. Game tied 8 up. Etchell on the line, a 5'8 senior out of Healdsburg.
We mentioned it in the pregame. Sarah Nelson is a completely different player than she was at the beginning of the season. Her growth has been phenomenal.
First one goes down. I suspect you mean in her court awareness and just her game overall. Not physical growth.
No. I don't think she needs any more of that.
At 6'4", Nelson's the first 6'4" player we've had on the Penguins women's team since 2003 when Timmy Avani transferred from Cal Berkeley to the Penguins to play her final year of collegiate eligibility. That was the last time we had a 6'4 female Penguin. Second one's good. 14:45 to go, and it's 10-8, fans, as the Urban Knights. Urban Knights, who are way up there in the standings. Shot up there by Taki Takoi from the right corner puts the Penguins for the first time tonight be up by one. A big three ball by Takoi out of New Zealand. Takoi, the senior and team captain, has just been around, and she has been a great clubhouse person for the Penguins as well as a tremendous court player. Right side, very short. Nelson with a rebound. She comes up with it. Nelson under the bucket. Has trouble, but she pulls it down. 14:09 clock rolls. Overthrow from Valentine to Flynn. Flynn was all alone, left side, right under the bucket. That's a shot Flynn doesn't miss. And the overthrow, Valentine got a little too excited. Perhaps because the Penguins are up by one for the first time tonight. The Urban Knights, Brian, have not created or at least racked up a foul yet. Now, that's not to say they haven't fouled anybody, but they have not been called on it, whatever that means. Left side now. Penguins on defense. Air ball, Flynn with the rebound. Flynn out of Vinai Austin. Vinai Austin with the air ball, and Flynn anticipated that perfectly, although I'm not sure how you anticipate an air ball. Now in very fast transition, right side, Arielle Dale, easy layup after it was thrown out by Vinai Austin. Penguins in fast transition now, pushing it. Left side, and a charging foul. No, let's see who it's called on. It's going to be called on Academy's 31, Arielle Dale. She had not come set. And the Penguins will get the ball back, 13:38. Penguins trail by one, 12:11. Out Nelson. Out Kearns. And out Ariana Flynn. Kimi Nakamura is back in there along with Natalie Bentz. Left side. By the way, Danielle Yamauchi, she gets it over to left side now. Oh, long two ball off by Taki, taken down by Natalie Bentz, the 5'9 sophomore out of Crane, Oregon. Crane reaches the arms out there and hauls it in. But for some reason, they gave it back to Academy. I'm not sure why.
Dual possession there, and it was pointing Academy's
way. All right, jump ball, and next time that happens, the Penguins will get it back, 13-20. Dual possession is what they call it these days. To call it a jump. Back in the day, they would actually jump for it. I think that maybe just took a little too much time. 13-10, Academy's got it, driving in London. Right side, she heaves it over to the left. Now whistles to Arielle Dale, and the Penguins come up. They're happy with it. Penguins are going to get it back. 12-11, 13:06 whistles. Not sure what happened.
Well, what happened was Griggs got called for a three in the key, and Coach West has been begging the refs to call that all night.
13:06. Coach West, your first year as a Penguin coach, knows exactly what she's talking about. She's talking all the time, but when she says something, it matters. Left side, Taki, dual possession. Now Taki is able to get out of it. Right side, oh, she overthrows Nakamura, does Valentine, but the Penguins somehow maintain possession. Penguins down by one, and a walk is called on Valentine on the left wing, and no question about it, 12:48.
Just a little bit of indecision there from Valentine. Thought about driving, saw someone open in the corner, but she had already stepped.
Once you get the ball, you only have an instant to deal with it. She took just slightly more than an instant, and she was called. Right side runner, simply up there by Lorraine Etchell, and no bucket deep. And the foul now is called on Alyssa Griggs, the six-footer. 12:40 to go, fans. The Penguins trail by only one. Coach Chambers up. She's smiling. She's pacing. 12:37 to go as the clock rolls. Valentine outside. Taki thinking three. Taki doesn't want to do it. She's being guarded by Alyssa Griggs into the backcourt. Trouble. Penguins let it get away. Lorraine Etchell, runner. Right side, no. London, no. Off the bottom of the bucket. Couldn't get it to score. Kayla Valentine comes down, high dribbling across midcourt. Kayla now backs back out. Danielle Yamauchi over to Kimmy. Left side, thinking about three. Taki wants to do it. 12:12 to go. Taki drives in. And this one is called against Ariel Dale again. Dale with two in the past 2 minutes, B.
Yeah, the Lady Penguins are playing really aggressive basketball right now, and it's paying off because they've now got three fouls on Academy of Art.
Three for Art, three for the Penguins. Number 42 is Julia Frazier, a 6'3" junior out of Brooklyn. She's back in the game now after a few minutes on and then a few minutes rest. Now she's back. 12:11, the clock rolls. Inbounds Benz. Three ball Kimmy, missed it right. Hacked out. Frazier couldn't get a hand on it. It came off of the leg of Benz. Now London's going to bring it up. Devin London, the point guard. She sets. Now they go top of the key. They get it back over to Bisek, left side. Penguins big time defense. Three ball London on the way, missed it right. A little bit short, but the putback is no good by Frazier. And the Penguins come back down with it as Sarah Nelson hauls in another one. No look over to Valentine from Yamauchi. First year players Yamauchi. In there to Sarah Nelson from the free throw line, a little bit short. Benz with the rebound. Back outside to Kayla. Valentine three ball, almost an air ball, way short. Finally the rebound by Jordan Rogers. Still 12:11 Art. Into the hands of Griggs. She goes no look over to three ball London on the way, and this one rattles in. No, long two ball they call it. 14:11, Penguins trail. First quarter, 11:12 to go. Yamauchi simply driving in. Puts up, no. Loose ball, Yamauchi can't get it back. Nicole Bisek with the rebound. Low bounce pass from London back over to Bisek. She doesn't want to shoot it. Top of the key, Rogers, left side, London. Benz playing some pretty good defense. London has to throw it away. Now slamming into Sarah Nelson is Alyssa Griggs. Shot on goal, no. Finally by Frazier, yes. Now it's 16:11, a five-point run after a scoring drought, 10:38 to go. First half action, Sarah Nelson. Turnaround jumper, Nelson, yes. From about 8 feet, Nelson cans it. 16:13, 10.5 to go, B.
She's playing with so much confidence, and it's really starting to show.
Left side, the drifter, too much glass. Again by Griggs, put back Frazier, no. Bents on the deck, Sarah Nelson comes down with it. Frazier gets wrapped up with Sarah Nelson. And now the media timeout. As the Penguin cheerleaders hit the floor, we'll stay right here with 10:18 to go. 16:13 fans in favor of the visiting Urban Knights from Academy of Art out of San Francisco. Stuart Horn with you on Channel 30. Brian Sanchez off to my left, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. So far, the Penguins are hanging right in there after getting slaughtered last time, 90-46, a week ago to the same team. You wouldn't think the score would be this close.
No, you wouldn't think so, but I love the coaching job that Coach Chambers is putting out there right now. She has her Lady Penguins running a zone, and they're leaving the Urban Knights open from three and daring them to make them, and they are not. And so far, that's working out pretty well. It is 16-13, the Lady Penguins trail, but they've been able to take away the paint by going to the zone and forcing the Urban Knights to take outside shots.
Kind of a luxury to be able to switch Sarah Nelson and Lauren Hyatt in and out, in and out. Hyatt at 6'2", Nelson at 6'4". It's a great thing when you have a little height down low.
Absolutely. Now the only thing they need to work on is Frazier down low for the Urban Knights is getting a lot of offensive rebounds. Our down low players need to get a body on her, slow her down.
10:18 to go, fans. 16-13. The Penguins, so far, hanging right in there. In fact, they led by one at one point. The rest of the night, though, it's been Urban Knights. The Penguins will bring it in now with the advantage. And they want a reset on the shot clock, and they get it. The Penguins will bring it in from the sideline as the overhead stops. Women's collegiate hoop with 25. 10:15 to go, B. 16-13, Penguins trail. 28 on the shot clock now is what they're gonna reset it at. Now the Penguins get it down low. Jasmine Green's back in there. Yamauchi gets nailed by Vinay Austin. And Yamauchi gets fouled, although they gave it, they credit it to the Penguins, B. They didn't give it to the Urban Knights. There we go. Now they're still working on that scoreboard. Four fouls committed by the Knights, three committed by the Penguins, and the Penguins have it now at the top of the key. Low bounce pass, left side, Carnes. Carnes been shooting some threes beautifully. Down low, Sarah Nelson hits the side of the backboard, taken back down by Austin. Inside of 10 minutes now, fans. Left side. Penguins on defense. They work it over to Alexandria Coleman, a 6'4" freshman out of Chandler, Arizona, from the south of Phoenix. Chandler. Some pretty good golf courses in Chandler. Either way, Coleman throws it out of bounds. Actually got through her fingertips. 16-13, 9:30 to go. The Penguins with the ball. Penguins down by three, but have the ball. Attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Up, shot on goal by Carnes, left side, the drifter from the baseline on the left. She snuck one in there. 16-15, 9:20 to go.
Beautiful work off the glass there by Carnes.
Carnes has been great this season. No less than great, fans. The 5'1" Carnes. Here's the jumper from the free throw line by the Urban Knights. No. Lying down in the backcourt is Nicole Bisek. She wants a call. Penguins now with the three ball goes off by Ariana Flynn, and that's missed right. So Flynn 0-for tonight outside. And Flynn you can usually count on for three or four three balls in the game. When she zeroes in, forget about it. 16-15, night ball. Knights lead inside of 9 minutes now. Kayla Valentine will get ready to re-enter at the next break in the action. Right side, Etchell, side of the backboard, down with it, Sarah. Yamauchi's got it. Left side bringing it up is Flynn. Two ball, missed it way right, but Sarah Nelson gets a fingertip on it, and it's out off the Urban Knights. It's going to be end line, Penguin on the short side, Penguin ball.
A little bit of indecision there on the drive by Flynn. She pulled up for the runner while she had girls running with her. I'd like to see her force it inside, get a layup.
16-15, fans, 8:41 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. N-line Carnes brings it in to Jasmine Green. Top of the key, too far out is Flynn. Right side, Kayla. Get Flynn and Kayla out there. That's trouble for the defense, trying to figure out if they're going to shoot it or take the three. Here goes Valentine, three ball on the way. Ooh, just a little bit out there. Missed it a little bit deep. As Academy broke back in and left her wide open with a clean look from 21. 8:25 to go as the ball goes out of bounds. Penguin ball again. Carnes will bring it in. Penguins down by one, only one, which is a victory unto itself of sorts, considering they lost the last time these two teams met a week ago. I hate to keep saying it, B, but by 44.
Well, you're not lying, so it's not your fault.
16-15, fans, 8:25 to go. The Penguins trail by one. Carnes to bring it in. She gets it into Tekoi. Turn around, right side. Head fake. Flynn, three ball Flynn. All alone, Flynn. Very friendly Flynn as she goes to the line as the Urban Knights all broke off to the left side of the court, left her wide open, totally exposed, and all they could do was foul her on the way up. The Penguins will have two from the line out of Ariana Flynn, a first-year Penguin.
You know, Flynn's a sharp shooter, but she's doing a great job tonight of going on aggressive drives to the basket, and she can get some shots from the line here. Maybe it'll get her going from beyond the arc.
And one of the things, you watch Flynn on tape, and you think, well, she's just a three-point shooter, but she proved right there that she can mix it up, and Flynn cans the first one to tie it at 16 as Frazier re-enters the game in place of Coleman. Coleman with a couple of minutes and no points. So while the Penguins had three fouls committed before the Urban Knights committed any, the second one goes, and the Penguins' lead is now one, 17-16. The Urban Knights have not only caught up on the foul game, but have surpassed the Penguins, having committed six while the DU's only committed five. Down low Frazier, off the glass Frazier, very easily right around Hyatt, and that was too easy. 18-17, Penguins trail, Carnes brings it up. Penguins are going to slow things down now, and think about it. Ben's getting ready to come back in. Flynn top of the key after Kayla Valentine heaves it down low after the fake to Flynn. Heaved it intended for Hyatt, and it goes into the grandstands. They're going to give it back to Academy Art. And Kayla Valentine didn't like the call, but that's what happens sometimes. 7:54 to go. There's a media timeout. So we will take a break. Brian and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu broadcasting worldwide. 18-17, Urban Knights lead this one. NC2A doubleheader. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight. Broadcasting from Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California, in the good old U.S. of A. West Coast style. West Side. 7:54, 18-17. End of the timeout has come. B, did you have some interesting information for us?
I think the biggest one is that last game against the Urban Knights, the Lady Penguins lost so badly because they got out-rebounded by so much, where tonight the Lady Penguins, as of right now, are out-rebounding the Urban Knights 18-17.
London has it on the inbounds. That's a nice stat to know. Maybe they worked on it this week. The Penguins also are down Melissa Wise, who's a key component to this, to the program, who suffered a concussion against the same team. Now the jumper, left side, from Bisek goes down. 20-17, the Penguins trail by three. 7.5 to go. Right side, Valentine. Stutter step, Valentine. Valentine getting pretty much accosted. Low bounce pass out there. Three ball, Ariana Flynn on the way. A little bit short, taken down Takoy. Perfect position, turn around. Takoy is short. Now Ariana Flynn gets the rebound. Flynn almost gets hammered out of bounds with a stage dive. Turn around, Bentz on the way. Too much glass. Rebound taken by Bisek. She goes left side of London. Devin London brings it up. You never know with London. She's a very crafty player. Here goes a three ball from the left wing, and that one falls by Jordan Rogers. And now it's 26-17. Now it's blocked as the Penguins' Ariana Flynn goes in. Flynn had no chance. London left side, easy layup after the Penguins completely collapsed under the Urban Knights' bucket. 25-17, 6:37. I said 26 a second ago. It's 25-17, 6:37 to go. And another timeout is called, B. Any other stats you wish to bring to the crowd about tonight's game? Any improvements other than rebounding?
Well, it's important to note right now that Taki Takoy, she is the team leader. She's also leading the team in points right now with five. And then when you get into the fouls, the Urban Knights are in foul trouble. They got Griggs, who's their big girl in the middle. She's a key. She's got two. And Arielle Dell, she's the glue girl who keeps it all together. She's got two. If they're not careful, they could be in some real jeopardy when the second half comes along.
6:37 to go, fans. 25-17. Sarah Nelson's going to re-enter the game. She'll be out there with Valentine. No, she's going to get ready to re-enter. So Bentz is in with Carnes and Takoy and Valentine and Flynn. Those are your five for the DUs. 6.5 to go, 25-17. Penguins are getting ready to bring in three when the time comes. Carnes thinks about it in the left side. Carnes heaves it up there, and Carnes' Hail Mary is one in there from the left side, 25-19. It looked like it was lucky, but that's Carnes' game for you.
Well,
at 5'1", a lot of it looks lucky, but she's a pretty crafty player.
You could call it a gift, Stu, because it is Stephanie Carnes' birthday today.
Wow, didn't know that, 25-19. I don't think anything she does is a gift. She's so good. Backing up, Bisek now. Picks up a big, long three ball from the right corner, 28-19, and all of a sudden, the Penguins are getting killed, 5:48, when it was tied, or the Penguins were only down by one. And all of a sudden, a nine-point run. Now they correct it, 27-19. 5:48. Back in there, Nelson and Green and Yamauchi. Takoy, Bentz, and Carnes out, leaving Flynn and Green in there. With Valentine, with Nelson, and Danielle. It's 27-19, fans, 5:48 to go. Penguins on offense, down low, Nelson, Glass, too much, down with a Green, way up there, too much, Glass again. And Devin London with a rebound. London comes across the middle, goes behind the back as she brings it across the Insignia, left side, over to Bisek, and stolen away by Ariana Flynn. Good move there by Flynn. She'll back it out and slow it down. Doesn't want to do anything crazy. Yamauchi, top of the key, three ball, Flynn on the way. Yes. Ariana Flynn does what she does. And that was a good moment for the Penguins, 27-22, only down by five now. Now a stop would be in order. Frazier muffs it away. Danielle Yamauchi comes up with it as Frazier couldn't hold on to it. The 6'4 Frazier, right side jumper by Kayla Deep. Frazier with a rebound, 27-22, 2-on-1. Oh, stolen back away by Green. She comes up with a loose ball. Yamauchi right side. Valentine comes up with it, top of the key now. Yamauchi calls out the play, 21 on the shot clock. 4:50 to go, fans. Danielle right side, coach is screaming at her. Sarah Nelson, top of the key. Here goes three ball by Ariana Flynn, a near air ball. Not stolen, but a near save by Jordan Rogers. She falls out of bounds, heaves it back in, but hits the back of the backboard on her way out of bounds, and the Penguins will get it back. 4:42 to go.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Man, that was weird. She was flying out of bounds, but to heave it back in bounds as hard as she could, she hit the back of the backboard, came right back at her. Penguins inbound on the short side. Ariana Flynn, right wing. Trouble, and almost running into the referee is Kayla Valentine. Coach is screaming at her. Screaming at her, instructing her to pull it up, and left side, Valentine with the runner, left wing, no. Left side of the key. In big transition, Griggs end line. Griggs steps out of bounds. Penguins will have it on the long side. 4:21 to go as the Penguins lead. They trail, I should say, by five. Timeout called, Penguins. Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez. We're back in 22 and a half seconds. Approximately 22 and a half seconds, I should say. 27-22. 4:21, the clock rolls. Yamauchi brings it in. First-year player Yamauchi has just been great at the point for the D.U.s. She heaves it over to Flynn, left side. Flynn, air ball on the way. Green almost came down with it, but London comes down with it again. Boy, that London does it on both sides of the ball. She's a tough one. Oh, brother, left side draining it is Lorraine Etchell, the 5'8 sophomore out of Healdsburg. Holy cow, 29-22. She didn't even have a good angle on it. She still managed to knock it down. Inside of 4 minutes, first half, fans. Danielle Yamauchi heaves it across the court to Kayla Valentine. Comes up. She drifts to the top. Indoors, Sarah Nelson throws it away. Nelson tries to fall on it. Uh-oh, Nelson's down. She pops back up as Devin London brings it back up. Right side, Penguins in trouble. Austin's got it. Now they go down low to Griggs, and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Sarah Nelson. Yep. And Nelson, she had to foul there, Brian. She had no choice.
Yeah, Nelson let Griggs establish her post position way too deep there. You have to push her out before the pass comes in.
Immediate timeout. We'll stay right here as we welcome in Channel 30 and all the viewers in Marin County. Watching on Marin Cable, happy to have Scott Calhoun and the rest of the crowd and the rest of their guys here filming this one, as usual. It's been a great association with Marin Cable. B, the Penguins all of a sudden down by seven. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to go in the first half. The Penguins don't want to let this thing get away from them. They've been down by nine, then they got it back to three. Now it's seven. I think it may be coming right down to rebounding.
Yeah, it could be rebounding, and it all could also be transition defense. The Urban Knights are getting out and running every time they pull a rebound down, and you see a long pass all the way down the court, and they convert it for an easy layup. There has to be one Lady Penguin getting back every time. If you know you're not getting the rebound, let's say you're the point guard and you're 20 feet from the rebound, get back on defense and don't allow them to run back down on the court every time.
As I mentioned in the pregame show, fans, Nelson and Hyatt, numbers 1 and 4 in blocked shots in the PacWest Conference. That's pretty strong stuff. That may very well equate to more rebounds, which is exactly what the Penguins need if they intend to compete tonight. So far, so good. Competing well. However, down by seven, 29-22. Can't just keep matching baskets. The Penguins are going to have to get some stops here.
Yeah, if they can bring it in a little closer right before halftime, carry a little momentum into the break, they have a great shot to win this thing in the second half.
Alyssa Griggs will go to the line. Griggs out of Milwaukee, Oregon, a 6-foot sophomore. Isn't that your hometown, babe?
Yes, it is.
Milwaukee, Oregon fans, shout out to Milwaukee, Oregon from Brian Sanchez, Milwaukee, Oregon's favorite son. First one is good, 30-22. Did you want to give a shout out to anybody in Milwaukee, Oregon that you might be listening to, that you know maybe you went to high school with or something like that?
Nope, forgot them all.
Any of your buddies back in Milwaukee? Griggs goes back to the line now. Second shot is very deep, and the Penguins cannot manage the rebound as Lorraine Etchell comes running in, boxed out two Penguins with one arm, reached up with her right arm, and knocked it out of bounds. So the Dews will get it back. No harm, no foul. 30-22 inside of 3.5. Dews will bring it up. The clock rolls. 3:25, Carnes. Across the middle, Carnes. Carnes, low bounce pass to Green, who didn't see it coming, but she managed to hold on to it, almost muffed it away. Bottom of the backboard, into the hands of the waiting Frazier. Green was not ready for that from the get-go, and her shot showed it. Devin London now high dribbling around Kayla Valentine, right side. Bisek back outside. London doesn't even look at the hoop. She's not even thinking about shooting it. Oh, brother, she reached up and hit Taki Tokoi right in the side of the head. And London, wow, that was flagrant. Although they don't call it a flagrant, but did you see that? Her left arm came up, tried to stiff arm Taki Tokoi out of there, and ended up just whacking her in the side of the head. And the Penguins will get the ball back. That's the seventh team foul with just under 3 minutes to go. Could this turn into a double bonus opportunity for the Penguins? Maybe. 2:51 now, the Dews get the ball on the unforced turnover by the big stiff arm by Devin London. And now the Penguins cough it up as Kayla Valentine muffs it away. But a whistle. Lorraine Etchell went in a little too hard, and that's going to be the eighth foul, I do believe. No, it's actually called against Valentine. My mistake, 2:43 to go. The Penguins down by eight. Urban Knights will get it back as Yamauchi comes back into the game in place of Valentine, who just picked up her second foul and gets immediately yanked, which is often the case. Art brings it in up by eight, 2:42 fans. Halftime extravaganza with Piab and B-San. All the stats, all the numbers that matter down low. Frazier doesn't want to shoot it from 5 feet. Frazier may be a little bit gun-shy right now. I'm not sure why. Etchell's got it. She goes back to Frazier in the paint. Frazier now is fouled by, must be on Green. Yep. Jasmine Green racks up the foul there, the seventh for the Penguins, her first. Frazier on the line now, out of Brooklyn, New York. Not Brooklyn, Oregon, or Milwaukee, Oregon, but Brooklyn, New York on the way. A very majestic, high arc, very confident on that arc, and it drops 31-22. Penguins haven't scored now in a while. 2:24 to go, and Frazier goes back to the line on the way. This one's very deep and taken down by Tokoi after Benz knocked it free, and a whistle, and the Penguins are going to get it.
Fouls on number 42, Julia Frazier.
So Frazier then, after she missed it, got a little overzealous in following up her missed free throw and picked up the eighth team foul. And Tokoi will now go to the line.
The refs are a little anxious on the whistle tonight, Stu.
Yeah, maybe so. It started off, I would say, the opposite of that, but now they're a little bit anxious. And this, they're going to call us on the way out a jump ball. Penguins get it. And they call it a jump ball out of bounds. Both players were out, hands on the ball at the exact same moment, clearly over the line, 31-22. The Dews get it. And the Urban Knights don't argue it too much. Inbounds. Yamauchi gets it, luckily. Three ball, Nakamura on the way. Oh, Kimmy! Kimmy buries a tray ball, exactly what the DUs needed. If the Penguins were a doctor, that's what he would have ordered, or she. 31-22, 2:05 to go, and Piab. Piab gives me props on that one, I'll take it. 2:04 to go, fans. Fouls on Carnes as both teams transition very quickly to the other end. Eight fouls apiece. I'm not sure Coach Chambers agrees with that. Chambers is always a fan of aggressive play. Carnes, that's her second, and she immediately comes out. Yamauchi back in there with Kimmy and Ariana and Taki and Natalie Benz. And now the referees want to go over and make sure Devin London comes in.
Rogers had her earrings in, so the ref had to bench her until she gets that situated.
Okay. No jewelry on the floor. Otherwise, it ends up on the floor, and then somebody trips on it. And not only that, they scar the floor or something terrible, and then they break the earrings. And perhaps a limb. We don't want any of that. The first one by Nicole Bisset goes down. 32-25. D's hanging very tough. Second one on the way. This one's a little deep, but it stays in. Whistle now. Jordan Rogers tried to enter the game as the ball went through the hoop, and the referees disallowed it. 33-25, 2:03 to go. So she's going to have to sit for a moment as the explanation to Coach Lene Larson is made. Jordan Rogers will sit. And now a timeout is called by the Urban Knights. 2:03 to go. Brian and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. Eight-point game, fans. 2:03 to go. Another live worldwide broadcast from Dominican University of California Conlon Center. Opened in 2000, named after Sister Samuel Conlon, President Emeritus of the university. Danielle Yamauchi brings it up, left side. Ariana Flynn's got it in her first year. Oh, Flynn goes three ball left side. Flynn knocks it down, top of the key. That's huge, 33-28. London brings it up. Flynn has now got two from outside the arc. All the Penguins are looking for is Flynn to get hot. Shot on goal from the left wing by Devin London is short, and the Penguins down with it. After the three ball by Flynn, another three ball by Flynn on the way, short. Taken down by Kimmy with an easy runner. No, Kimmy missed it. Frazier hauls it in. Oh, brother, that's a terrible mistake by the Penguins. Loose ball in the backcourt, but no DUs are back there. Bisek brings it up. Over to London, 1:15 to go. Penguins down by 5, 1:12. London, low bounce pass into the corner. Three ball range, stolen away by Bence. Penguins need some points here. Kimmy, right wing. Kimmy drives in, sticks the elbow out. Over to Taki, thinking three ball, not against Frazier at 6'4". Frazier, no way. Frazier almost tripped. Now running it in, the Penguins. Bence, deep, two ball, tipped out. Oh, brother. The Penguins can't get it, 45 seconds. That's two easy shots. The Penguins should have made both of them. Left side, three ball on the way by Austin is short. Loose ball, Bence with it, 36 seconds. Penguins down by five. They want to get this one off. 24 on the shot clock. Danielle's going to slow it down. The Penguins can't tie with this strategy, but at least they can get that last shot off. 24 seconds. So big for the momentum going in. If they could get a three ball off here to score. Right side, Taki. Three ball on the way, 10 seconds. Taki missed it short. Bence with a rebound. Bence on the way back up. No whistle. Frazier with a rebound. Frazier stays on her feet with 11.3 seconds, 33-28. Coach Larson cannot believe it. She's rolling her eyes at the referee, and they're going to give the ball to the Urban Knights. Julia Frazier, the 6'3" junior. I said 6'4" a moment ago, out of Brooklyn. 6'3". Frazier plays like she's 6'4". She plays like she's 7'4". She's that good. 33-28, 11.3 seconds. Frazier will have the ball, so the Penguins will at least have the ball for one more opportunity. Regardless, this one is missed a mile deep. Bence with a rebound. 9 seconds, the Penguins have it. 7 seconds across the middle. Penguins, Yamauchi, over to Takoi. Two, three ball on the way. Takoi with a half a second knocks down the big three ball. Taki, 33-31, exactly what the Penguins needed. They really set it up. I don't know if you could have set that up any better, Brian.
Momentum just swung.
The momentum was a huge swing as Frazier missed the free throw. And then Takoi in the right corner knocks down the big three ball to bring the Penguins within two. I mean, lurking within two, that's plenty close. The big Mo, though, is getting that three ball from the corner just as time ran out. She had less than half a second when the ball went through the hoop. 33-31, fans. When we come back, we'll have this one. The entirety of the second half on Penguin.
Brian, thank you, B. Good job on the halftime extravaganza. UNP up. Getting better every week. 33-31, fans. Penguins right there after the amazing three ball by Taki Tokoi to end the first half. A lot of people in the front part of the gym out there talking about the fact that the Urban Knights may be a little bit nervous after creaming the Penguins last week, and now the shot on goal from very close range by Alyssa Griggs. She'll go to the line. So 11 seconds into the second half, and Alyssa Griggs will go to the line, and Brian Sanchez will go to the mic.
Thank you, Stu. As Dominican Lee trails 33-31, Griggs stepping to the line to complete her.
Shouldn't it be 35?
It should be 35 because she just completed the and one, so it should be 36 now.
Now it's 36.
With Nakamura.
None of it's on the board.
Nakamura bringing back the other way, gives it to Carnes. Carnes looking, finds Valentine. Valentine's going to look to set up the offense from right wing. She drives in. Hyatt's in the post. She's calling for the ball. Valentine's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound loose. Loose ball foul on Hyatt over the back. It's going to be headed Academy of Arts way as they're leading 36-31 now, 19-30, just 30 seconds into the half. Here comes London back the other way.
I have a feeling that Academy of Art is not as nervous as the fans were discussing.
Here's a three by Rogers. No good. Rebound. Griggs fighting for it with Tokoi. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to keep it Academy of Art's way, but Griggs is down. She's holding her ankle, and I thought I saw Tokoi fall on it.
Maybe the left knee.
She's getting up, though. She's wincing. Trying to walk it off.
She's not opened her eyes yet. She's walking almost all the way back to half court. Now she's okay.
She's going to stay in. She'll be all right.
The only reason the fans were thinking about that is because the Penguins got slaughtered last week by Academy, and now they're right there at halftime. So maybe that's wishful thinking as well. Who knows?
Frazier's going to check in for Griggs. They're going to give Griggs a rest after she's hobbling on that ankle. Inbound to Bicek. Bicek gets it over to Rogers. Frazier's in the post working. Doesn't get the ball. Goes over to Bicek. Bicek to London. Back to Bicek. Dumped down into Dale. Dale finds Rogers left wing. Pump fake. Drive right. Stephanie Carnes picks her up. Rogers finds London. London to Bicek for the three. No good. Rebound. Lauren Hyatt fights off Frazier for that one. Gives it to Carnes. Sends Carnes on her way. Here comes Valentine. Right wing. Bringing it left to Nakamura. Nakamura to Carnes. Carnes dumps it down to Tokoi. Tokoi working inside. She goes up for the shot. No good, but they're going to call a foul on the play. The foul's going to be on Bicek. Tokoi's going to head to the line.
Well, that was a late whistle, too, B, as Taki Tokoi hit the bottom of the backboard on her way up, but that was not after a big-time shove. But that whistle came just a little bit too late. I was thinking, uh-oh, they didn't see it. But, in fact, they did.
Tokoi at the line. Set. Free throw's good. 36-32 now. As Tokoi brings the Lady Penguins within four. She sets for a second free throw. Shots up. Shots also good. Two for two there from the line. Tokoi helping her Lady Penguins out 36-33. Here comes London. London to Bicek. That's really the two guards that share the responsibility. Bicek finds Rogers, but she's covered by Valentine. Bicek setting up the offense. She drives in, backs it out. Finds Dale. Dale's going to drive. She's going to pull up, jumper off glass, way too far. No good. Here comes Valentine back the other way.
That was
after pulling down the board.
3 feet deep from close range.
Nakamura doubled. She's able to dump it into Tokoi. Tokoi finds Hyatt. Hyatt's going to drive. She's mismatched on London. She'll give it to Nakamura for the wide open J, and it's good. Nice teamwork there from Hyatt and Nakamura to get the wide open J for Kimmy.
17-footer from the just almost the top of the key.
36-35, the Lady Penguins cut the deficit to one. Just under 18 minutes left in the game. The pass goes right through Frazier, but it finds Dale. Her shot's up, no good. Rebound, battle, goes out of bounds off of Frazier. It'll be Lady Penguins' ball with a chance to take the lead.
You know, Brian, the last two possessions for the DUs have resulted in scores, one from Tokoi and the other from Nakamura. Just both a couple of real clutch players for the DUs, and that's why the Penguins are right there, 1 point back.
Griggs checks back in. She grabs Frazier. Here's Valentine, left wing. Her drive, pull-up jumper, no good, rebound, loose. Griggs pulls it down. She gets it to Bicek. Bicek's looking to push it. She will. Dale to London. London thought about the three. She pulls it down. Valentine picked her up nicely. There's Bisek, top of the key. Back to London. Dumped down to Griggs. Stolen away. Hyatt pokes it. Valentine recovers. Valentine pushes it to Carnes. Carnes is going to drive in herself. Oh, and she gets smothered. She went up for the layup. Bisek just wrapped her up and brought her down. Carnes is going to go line for two.
Little old Steph Carnes pretty tough, you know. She'd got nailed there going up a 2-on-1 after the feed and the perfect steal after the poke from Hyatt. Ended up with Carnes a 2-on-1, and she got nailed under the bucket.
Carnes' free throw is good as the Lady Penguins tie it up at 36. She's going to have one more and a chance to give the Lady Penguins the lead.
The discussion over now to London, I think, is that she may be leaving a little early.
Here comes Carnes on the free throw. It's right through. Lady Penguins take the lead by one, 37-36, as Carnes nearly steals the inbounds pass, but it goes off the hands of Dale. It's going to be Lady Penguins' ball.
Wow, that was amazing footwork by Carnes to get in there, break it up, and it goes out of bounds off of the Urban Knights. The D's get it back. It's exactly what they needed. Penguins lead, by the way, B.
37-36, Lady Penguins lead. Nakamura gets it in to Coy. To Coy tries to force it up. She gets caught up at the top with Rogers, and they're going to call a dual possession, and it is staying Academy of Arts way, so it'll be their ball out under the basket.
The stuff was so intense against Takoi, who went up for the shot. She couldn't even get it out of her hands. That they could have called that either a travel or a dual possession. Well, the Penguins get it.
Carnes tries to force it into Takoi, but the pass is a little too far out of her reach. It goes off her fingertips, out of bounds, Academy ball.
The last time the Penguins led in the game, it was 11-10. In very early in the first half. Nobody expected the Penguins to be leading by one at this point with 17:04 to go in the game.
Here comes Bisek. Bisek to London, back to Bisek. They work well together.
This is where the Penguins need to show their mettle, what they're made of.
Dale flashes wide open in the middle, but she misses the layup. Hyatt goes up, fights for the rebound, pulls it down, gets it to Carnes, who pushes it to Valentine, but then Rogers takes it away as Valentine tries to turn and run with it. Rogers back the other way into Dale. Her layup is good this time as Academy takes the lead back 38-37.
This is one physical game going on, fans. These women are really pounding it around. The Penguins now down by one, B, as you mentioned, but tons of physical play going on. That steal at midcourt was amazing.
Nakamura at the top. She tries to dumb it down to Hyatt. It's poked away. It's going to stay Dominican ball, I believe. Yes, it is. It was poked out by Griggs. Valentine's going to inbound right in front of the Dominican bench. Here comes Carnes driving left lane. Her left-handed runner is up. It's no good. Bisek pulls it down.
No, not that one. The other one. Stay with it.
Here comes Griggs the other way. She goes out to Rogers. Rogers pump fake, drive, spin on Nakamura. Runner up. Good. What a play by Rogers as it's 40-37 now. Here comes Valentine back the other way. Quickly, she darts in the lane. She misses the layup, though. And here's the rebound down to Griggs. Griggs the Bisek. Academy running it back the other way. There's a whistle on the play, and it's going to be an offensive foul on London. Great play there by the Lady Penguins in the transition defense. That is so key.
Media timeout.
As we reach a media timeout here in the Conlin Center, 15:48 left in the game. Dominican trails by 3, 40-37. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu. We are back here live in the Conlin Center. Lady Penguins trail 40-37 to the Urban Knights of Academy of Art. 15:45 left in the half as Dominican brings it up. Ball's in the hands of Nakamura. Gets it into Green. Green bounces out to Takoi. Takoi's three is up, and it's good. Taki Takoi with the three as she continues her hot night. She has 13 points now as here comes Academy of Art back the other way. Dale drives in, pull-up jumper off glass. Good, great play there as Academy of Art takes the lead 42-40 now. They break the tie. Here's Nakamura back the other way. Nakamura drives on Rogers. She's trapped by Griggs. She tries to get out to Takoi, but Takoi can't handle the low pass. It'll be Academy ball headed back the other way, and they lead 42-40, 15-15 left. Here's Bisek bringing it up the court. Rogers gets it in Shots up, no good. Griggs pulls down the rebound. She just bulldozed Jasmine Green, but Jasmine Green was on the floor and tripped up Griggs in the process, so that is going to be a foul on Green. Dominican trails 42-40, 15:05 left in this close game. Dale set to throw it in for Academy. Ball's back into Dale's hands. They give it right back. Her shot's up, and she is good. She is on fire. That's three in a row for Dale. As Academy is up 44-40. Nakamura with the ball right wing. Gets it to Tokoi. Left corner now, Carnes on the drive. She's got Tokoi in the right corner for another three. No, there's a whistle. She stepped out of bounds on the play. It's going to be Academy ball back the other way.
Just when the Penguins are getting close, B. Just when they're getting very close, all of a sudden they start to back off and make some simple little mistakes, like stepping out off the end line. Are you kidding me at this point?
And the ball was going to a wide open Taki Tokoi in the corner. But here comes Academy back the other way, leading 44-40. It's in the middle. That's Etchell. Etchell out to Dale to London for three. No good. Rebound. Austin. Austin's floater up. No good. Rebound. Jasmine Green. She tries to get it to Carnes, though, and Carnes can't handle the outlet pass. It's going to be Academy ball. New shot clock. Academy lead 44-40. 14:28 left in the game.
It's just a classic case. If the Penguins had done this and done that, it wouldn't even be close. Do you use it actually be killing? But just little things, and they're down by four.
Taki Tokoi working hard, defending Dale before the ball's even inbounded. She's shoving. Here it comes. They go away from Dale. They go to London. Then they find Dale. Carnes is on Dale. She pokes it away. Dale recovers. Dale's working. She gets it back out to London. London back to Dale as they're working the two-woman game. There's Griggs. Dumps it into London. Wide open. She goes up, and Jasmine Green can do nothing but foul her on the play. London will go to the line for two. And a chance to extend the lead, which is 44-40.
It's one of those plays where the Penguins just had to put the arms up there. In this case, Jasmine Green had a chance sticking the hand in there, and maybe she'd get all ball, but likely not. And in this case, she didn't. So the foul is against her, but that might, you know, London misses one of these. That'll be a genius foul.
Her first free throw's up. And it's good. Sarah Nelson set to check in. She's going to grab Green, who committed two fouls in 2 minutes here quickly. 45-40 now, the Urban Knight lead over the Lady Penguins as London steps to the line for her second one. She's set. Shots up. Shots good. She gets them both. 46-40 now, the Academy lead. Carnes has the ball left wing. She's going to drive, kick it out to Valentine. Valentine steps in for two. No good. Rebound. Nelson over Griggs. Her putback is right through as Sarah Nelson continues her great play here tonight.
Well, Nelson keeping the Penguins alive with that play. That was something sweet.
Here comes Austin. Austin to London as London set up the offense. She finds Dale in the middle to a wide open Griggs down low who can't handle it. She gets it back. She passes it out. There's nobody there, but Dale's able to recover. Nearly a turnover. Dale looking to drive. Valentine won't let her. Here's Etchell. Dumped down. Ariana Flynn takes it. Ariana Flynn starts the break. She's looking for Valentine. She finds her. Valentine's going to go up for the layup, and it's good. Great play there by Flynn and Valentine to bring this game within two, 46-44.
Am I imagining things, or was that almost an alley-oop?
Very close. Very close. Here's London setting up the offense for Academy of Art. She finds Austin, left corner three, good. Great play there by London to find Austin to put Academy up 49-44 as Flynn runs it back quickly the other way. Dominican, quick pace. They're looking for Nelson in the post. They're going to throw it up. Sloppy pass there. Griggs just rips it away from Nelson. Here comes Dale back the other way. Dale's looking for help. She doesn't need it. She'll go in herself. Off glass, good. Dale continues to tear up Dominican inside. 51-44 now the lead. Valentine with the ball. Out to Tokoi, set up the offense. Here's Flynn, left wing. Dumps it into Nelson. Turnaround jumper. Good. Sarah Nelson, the 6'4 freshman with a great play. 51-46. Dominican trails by five. But then they leave Etchell wide open in the corner for three. No good. Tokoi got in the face of Etchell on the shot. It goes back, gets the rebound, starts the break, gets it to Carnes. Carnes runs it back the other way to Flynn, who's open for three. No good. Rebound to Coy. Put back. No good. Rebound Griggs. So many opportunities there for Dominican. As here comes Austin back the other way. She's going to drive in on Nelson. Shots up. No good. Nelson rips it away. Gives it to Carnes. She's got Tekoi wide open down the other end of the court. She finds her. Tekoi bobbles it. Goes up for the layup. And she is fouled. So finally, Dominican will have a chance at the line, but they missed so many opportunities. That should have been a breakaway layup, and it turns into two free throws.
Oh, brother, Tekoi is slapping the floor of the Conlin Center, the hardwood floor, as she had a great opportunity in the breakaway, but just couldn't make it happen. She just couldn't get the ball in her hands. Tekoi on that fast break to the other end. She would have an easy layup from the right side all alone in the backcourt as the Penguins broke away, but Tekoi couldn't handle it. The only good news of that is she was fouled. She went down hard, but she's okay, and she'll go to the line when the end of this media timeout comes to its end. 51-46 in favor of the Urban Knights, who on paper with a 9-2 conference record against the Penguins, 2-8 conference record. It should not be this close on paper, but the Penguins have kind of been making a habit of that this season, doing things they shouldn't be, being closer in games where they should be getting slaughtered, and this one included. Penguins were only down by 2 at the half, and while it's 5 right now, it's been going back and forth, back and forth. The Penguins were up in the second half, now down by 5.
You're absolutely right, Stu, and that's why they play the game on the court and not paper.
That's right.
Substitutions here for the Lady Penguins. Yamauchi in, Nakamura back in. Tekoi's going to line for two, as Natalie Bentz is going to be set to check in after Tekoi's first free throw. There's a little delay here. And now we're back on track. Tekoi's going to take the first of her two free throws. Free throw up, free throw down. Taki Tekoi pulls in. Dominican, 1 point closer as her free throw is up, and it is also good. 2 for 2 from the line for Tekoi, as Bentz is going to check in, and she's going to grab Tekoi. So Tekoi's going to get a breather. You think they're going to bring her back to finish this game strong, as Bicek brings it back the other way for Academy. 51-48, the lead here for Academy of Art. Just 3 points here as the entry pass goes off the foot of Frazier. Nakamura on the break. She's got Nelson in the middle. She throws it up high, finds Nelson.
No.
Layup, no good. Out of bounds off of Nelson. Thought it went off Bicek. It didn't. It went off Nelson as Dominican misses another great opportunity. They're getting great shots, just not converting.
That was about as clean a look as you can get from the 6'4" Nelson.
51-48, Academy leads. 11:26 left in this game. Dale has the ball down low, working on Nelson. She finds Bicek, right corner, wide open for three, rims out. Nelson pulls down the rebound. She's going to give it to Yamauchi. Yamauchi's going to start the break. She's looking to push it. Nobody's open. Great transition D there by Academy. Here's Nakamura. Nelson inside, goes right through her hands, but goes through her hands and off the hands of Frazier. It'll stay Dominican ball.
Unbelievably lucky for the Penguins. That muffed right through the fingertips of Sarah Nelson, and Frazier didn't expect that to happen. Her hands were up. It just hit her hand on the way out of bounds, and the Penguins retained possession.
Referees conversing here. There's going to be a substitution. Austin's going to come in for Academy. She's going to grab Dale. It is going to be Dominican ball as Yamauchi is set to inbound. Set play designed for Nelson, but she's covered. They're going to try to get to Flynn. Austin knocks it away. So now it's going to be Dominican ball out right in front of Coach West here on the near sideline. Here comes Flynn on the inbound. They have Nelson in the post. That's who they want to work it to. Get it out to Yamauchi. Yamauchi goes in, brings it back out, Nakamura. They finally find Nelson inside. Her turnaround jumper is up, no good. Rebound, Rogers. She'll start the break herself. She finds London up ahead. London's going to drive into the middle, pull it out. Rogers for a deep three, and it's good.
Wow.
That was 2 feet behind the men's line. Put it right through, 54-48, the lead now for Academy, as Flynn fires back with a three of her own, and nothing but net for the freshman. 54-51.
Nice way to answer.
Bisek gets it to London, left corner. Picked up by Bentz. Rodgers wide open in the middle. Touch pass to Frazier. Beautiful play there by Rodgers as Frazier converts it. 56-51, the lead for Academy. Yamauchi brings it back the other way. You got to be thinking the freshman, Nelson and Flynn, they're the hot players right now. You got to feed them. Here is Flynn. Thought about a deep three, but thought better. Here's Bentz in the middle. Her jump shot's blocked. Bisek's going to pick it up. She's going to start the break. She's got London far court. Finds her. Pull-up jumper off glass. No good. Rebound. Natalie Bentz. There's a fight. Rodgers ripped it away. Here's Bisek. Right wing three. No good. Rebound loose. Flynn pulls it down for Dominican. She sends Yamauchi on her way. Yamauchi looking to push it, but Academy's back again. They'll set up the offense. Yamauchi fakes left, goes right, steps back for three, right through Danielle Yamauchi.
Wow.
With the big time play for the freshman. 56-54 now, the deficit cut to two. Here comes London working on Nakamura. Rodgers left wing. She's going right. Ooh, behind the back, back left. Hands it off to Bisek. Frazier's in the post fighting with Nelson. Here comes Bisek into the middle. Runner off glass. No good. Rebound, Natalie Bentz. Hands it to Danielle Yamauchi. She's going to bring it up the other way.
The last three times Bentz has pulled down a rebound, the Penguins have followed up her rebound with a score, and Bentz pulled this one in. Let's see if the D's can tie it right here.
And here comes Nakamura. Ball almost knocked away, but Kimmy gets it back. Flynn in the corner. Three. No good. Rebound, Bisek. Academy is going to bring it back the other way, leading by two, 56-54, 8:40 left in the game. Rodgers dumps it down to London, who got open. Reverse layup, no good, but they're going to call a foul on the play. That one is going to go on Sarah Nelson. London's going to go line for two. Academy leading 56-54, 8:33 left in the game. London at the line. Here comes London, step into the line. Free throw's up. Free throw is no good. So it could be a good foul here by Nelson. Substitutions, you're going to have Jasmine Green subbing in for Nelson. Stephanie Carnes is going to sub in for Yamauchi. And Taki Decoy subbed in for Natalie Bentz.
Nelson picks up her third. That's the only downside of that whole deal there.
That could come into play late. London's free throw is up. And it's good. Here comes Carnes back the other way, trailing 57-54. Kimmy feeds it into Taki. Taki backs it out. She didn't want it in the middle. She's a little surprised. Here's Flynn, right corner three, and it's good. Ariana Flynn with another three-pointer here tonight as the freshmen are coming up huge. There's a timeout on the play, Academy of Art. It's a tie game, 57-57, 8:20 left. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu. We are back here live at the Conlin Center. Radio.dominican.edu bringing you live women's basketball. It's tied 57-57. Dominican and the Academy of Art, 8:20 left.
Urban Knights, 57 up. Can the Penguins hold on? Well, no, an 8:20. Here we go. Clock rolls. Right side. Knights. Lorraine actually had a great first half against the D's, the 5'8 senior out of Healdsburg. Could be the last time we see Etchel in the Conlin Center. It's a senior. Three ball, left wing, loose ball after the miss, tipped out. Ariana Flynn had a hand on it. The Penguins are going to get it back on the long end. 8:03 to go. DU with the advantage. Squeegee guy out on the floor. Got to get that squeegee working. At this point in the contest, you don't want anybody slipping around out there. Carnes will bring it up after the inbounds from Kimmy Nakamura. All of a sudden, Ariana Flynn has gotten nutty with the three balls. Everything's fallen. That's what the DU's needed. Oh, Kimmy, no call on the travel. She missed the easy layup right side. Jordan Rodgers with the rebound. Penguins in transition to the other end. Defensively, Jasmine Green and a whistle. It's out of bounds. Now a media timeout, 7 minutes and 42 seconds. 57 up, fans. And I don't know if Marin Cable's coming back to us at the table, but let's just stay right here. Be 57 up. 1 week ago, these same two teams met away in San Francisco. Final score, 90-46. DU's get creamed. Now with 7:42 to go, tie game.
Absolutely. And Dominican, they're just a different team than they were at the Kezar Pavilion. Their defense is on a different level tonight. They're rebounding at a much higher rate. And the zone defense and daring Academy to shoot threes is really paying off here, as they are not able to get into the lane as they were against Dominican at Kezar. And that's the difference you're seeing here tonight. Dominican obviously scoring much better. They've already passed their total from last game, but 97 shots were taken by Academy of Art. They are nowhere near that here tonight, and that's by the big play of the defense and the freshmen, Yamauchi, Flynn, and Sarah Nelson. 57 all, 7:42 left in the game, and on the call, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, B. Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight's doubleheader. Brian will be moving over to the TV side for game two. Patrick Kayabyab will be in. Piab, my lovable sidekick, will be here for game two. 7:42 to go. Here we go. Short end. Urban Knights. They have 5 seconds to bring it in. They use four. Loose ball in the inbounds. But Dale picks it up. Devin London with the three ball from the left wing is no good. But the follow-up, but Viana Austin, the 5'9 freshman from La Puente, California. Knocked it back. Two-point game, 59-57, D's trail. Flynn's got it, high dribbling. Flynn's got Dale plastered to her. Throws it up there, just heaves it up. And I heard the knees hit from here as Ariana Flynn is slow to get up. The foul's against Griggs, and Flynn is very slow, but she walks it off, and she'll go to the line with 7:18 to go and a chance to tie the game. Number 13 is Flynn. She has had a great campaign for Brianna Chambers this year.
Flynn got lucky on that play. She got in the middle of the lane. She was stuck, and she gets bailed out by Griggs, who reached in on the play. So
you're
she's
right.
Got a chance for two.
Griggs didn't need to do that. Flynn wasn't going to make it no matter what anyway. Regardless, Flynn was going to hit the bottom of the backboard because she had waited too long to release the ball. She ended up getting nailed by Griggs, and Griggs picks up her third with that. And Flynn will go to the line, first-year Penguin. Flynn knocks it down. Established herself as a three-point shooter, B. And missed her first four shots tonight from outside the arc, but then is sitting on four so far. And just when the DUs needed it. And this one is deep, but Takoy with the rebound. So after the first one goes down, a two ball would actually put the Penguins up by one. Flynn, three ball to make it a two-point game. Oh, short. Gets her own rebound. Slammed into by Takoy. And I heard a couple of flower pots hit, and Ariana Flynn gets pounded right in the face by Takoy. Takoy's chin hit her in the mouth, and we may have a problem as Ariana Flynn is down, face down. She didn't get knocked out. Coaches are out there. Trainers out there. She may have a bloody nose, and let's just hope that's all it is, Brian, because it looked to me like Takoy's chin hit her right in the teeth. And I don't know if Flynn got hit in the teeth by Takoy's chin. Either Takoy's chin or forehead, one or the other hit her. They both ladies came together at the exact same moment and really knocked noggins. And Flynn got the worst of it. And if she hit her in the teeth, they hit hard enough, I think, to at least loosen some of those teeth.
No doubt.
Now, if she didn't get hit in the teeth, it popped her in the nose pretty darn good. As our AD, Terry Toomey, even goes out to help her up. She's holding her nose, which I think is the better of the two. I mean, if her teeth are knocked out, she's going to have to leave and go to the hospital and deal with that. But if she just has a bloody nose. Now, Ariana Flynn is walking off the court under her own power fans.
No sign of blood, which is good.
No blood. She's going to get checked. She'll be out for a minute. In fact, she's calling over to her teammates to let him know that she's okay. And thank goodness, Ariana Flynn is okay. Wow, for a second there, that looked really bad. Flynn got stood up after the hard tackle, inadvertent tackle from her own teammate, Taki Takoy. Takoy had the ball. Flynn was going in after it, and both ladies pounded heads. Oh,
rough sport, 59-58. Penguins trail by one. Game underway, 5:04. 7:04, pardon me. Academy of Art ball inside of seven. Now is Devin London's got it top of the key. She whips it over to the left side. Three ball on the way. Uh-oh. Lorraine Etchell pounds one down, is coming across the middle. Taki Takoi just tripped herself and ended up sliding on her back. Three ball, Carnes on the way, very deep, off the glass, back in the hands of Devin with the rebound. 62-58, Penguins trail, 6:35. London's got it, jumper, left edge, Dale good. That was from 12 and a half feet. Dale very softly, very nice stroke off of Dale. 62-58, timeout. 6.5 to go, fans. When we return, radio.dominican.edu. Years ago, number three, Trey Putnam for the Penguin men got his left orbital smashed in an exhibition game against Sacramento State here in the Conlin Center, and he was down, and that scared me to death as tonight. But Flynn is okay. Whereas when Putnam went down, it was months of rehab. 6:11 to go, clock rolls. Kayla Valentine's got a Penguin ball. Penguins are now down by six all of a sudden. Seven on the shot clock, Taki. Six on the way in, Taki's blocked out. Carnes on the way. Oh, Carnes knocks down a long two. 64-58, check it, 64-60. Oh, the Penguins had a chance to steal it. Taki does, she breaks it up. Taki one-on-one against London. Taki right side, slams into London. Oh, no, a charging foul on Takoi. Takoi took it in one-on-one, and I guess London had come set after the tremendous steal. Takoi broke it up, and it wound up in her lap, Brian. She didn't even know where the ball was, and it just fell in her hands as she ran with it, but London caught up with her. 5:42 to go. Under the bucket again. Dale drives it in left side, and the Penguins easily penetrated. 66-60, 5.5 to go. Kayla to Carnes, top of the key, left side, brings it back over, drifting. Jasmine Green's got it. Here goes a three ball by Carnes. Missed it a little bit left, rebound, Etchell. Runner, London, fast transition, broken up by Jasmine Green, and it's going to remain Academy ball, but Green got in there with a great rejection move, got all ball, no whistle. Yes, Takoi's out. Yamauchi's in place of Carnes. Takoi is replaced by Bence. And Jasmine Green comes out. And Sarah Nelson, who's sitting on a three-pack, comes in her place. Three ball right side, limp-wristed, no. Back down with it, Devin London. Back up with a jumper, yes. 68-60, 5 minutes to go, fans. Yamauchi softly to Sarah Nelson, running through the key, and that was textbook. 4:56 to go. Penguins down by six. Dale's got it. Top of the key, drifts left. Ran into Yamauchi, or check it, to Kimi Nakamura. Yamauchi right side is against Austin. Now on the left wing. 4:44 to go. Three ball again. Oh, brother. Jordan Rogers now hammers a three from the left corner. Running up. Valentine, block, put back Nelson. Sarah Nelson! Sarah Nelson finds the bottom, 71-64, 4.5 to go. Penguins hanging pretty tough. 90-46, the last time these two teams met, and the block by Sarah Nelson. Penguin ball, bringing it back, 4:14. Yamauchi left side, kick out, Kimi, three ball on the way. Kimi! Nakamura! Knocks down the tray ball. Timeout, Urban Knights, 4:05. Penguins down by four only. 4:05 to go, radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, Brian Sanchez said it best, Dale is eating us alive. And she has been so tough on the Penguins. Frazier's back in there now, along with Arielle Dale, who's just been so tough. Austin with the ball now. Down low, Rogers against Ariana Flynn. Finds a wall called Sarah Nelson. Didn't expect Nelson to come in her face. Here's Dale, jumper right side. Too deep, loose ball, Ariana Flynn. Loose ball, Sarah Nelson falls on it. Out of bounds, Penguin ball! Penguin ball, 71-67, off of the feet of one of The Urban Knights, a media timeout, 71-67, 3:43 to go. I guess we'll stay right here. This very exciting game so far. Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight. The Penguins doing everything right now. They're looking very strong.
The Penguins are playing an absolutely fantastic game. The only problem has been every time they get close, it's Academy of Art who has an answer, and they put down a couple shots to bring the lead back to 5 or 6. The Penguins need to do is bring it close, continue to play the great basketball that gets it close, and take a bit of a lead because it's starting to run out of time. We're just getting close isn't going to count anymore.
Our next broadcast, fans, will be February 23rd. Hawaii Pacific will be in the house, 5:30 women, 7:30 men, and then the final game of the home part of the schedule will be against Hawaii Hilo on the 25th of February, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. We'll have them both for you right here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back on our way, 3:43 to go. Penguins only down by 4. A week ago, they lost to this same team by 44. So I'd say being down by 4 with 3:43 to go is a vast improvement. And let's see if they can somehow figure out a way. Can the Penguins figure out a way? The clock rolls, and here we go. Danielle Yamauchi brings it on the inbounds from Natalie Betts. Right side, throwing it out of bounds, and that's not a good way to start. The pass was intended for Kimi Nakamura, was never near Nakamura, as Yamauchi just heaved it into the Penguin bench. So Frazier back out. And Jordan Rogers has come back in place. Rogers in there with Griggs. Both had a great first half. Dale down low. Oh, looked away. Sarah Nelson picks up her fourth, reaching in on the intended pass for Ariel Dale. Nelson, her fourth, and that hurts with 3.5 to go.
But the way this game is going, you got to ride Nelson out and just hope she doesn't pick up number 5. It's not worth sending her to the bench the way she's playing.
You're right. Nelson's playing great. And, of course, the Penguins have Lauren Hyatt lying in wait. Hyatt, who got the start tonight, can fill up the middle beautifully. First one by Alyssa Griggs is good. She gets a tap from Nicole Bisek. 72-67, 3:27 to go. Second one on the line by Griggs, the 6-foot sophomore, is missed. Missed it way right, and Sarah Nelson with a rebound. Danielle Yamauchi brings it up across the timeline, right side. Calls out the play, 3:19 to go. Penguins have their work to do. Down by 5, right in front of us. Nelson's got it. Right wing, Nelson. Gets it down low, back outside. Kimmy thinking 3. Kimmy drives in left side. The runner, a lot of glass, too much. Bentz with the putback. Oh, it falls out. Loose ball, Bentz can't get it. Bisek gets it. Bentz goes down, but she's back up. Bisek brings it up. Right side, dumps it off to Rogers. Runs it in, out of bounds as Ariana Flynn flies out of bounds with an attempted save. It's going to be Academy of Art ball as Takoy and Carnes are back in place of Yamauchi and Benz. 2:52 to go. 72-67, Penguins trail. Inbounds right under the hoop. Ariana Flynn creates the jump ball, and it's going to go to the Urban Knights. So we'll do it again. Good heads-up move there by Flynn. Right under the bucket. She got tied up with Nicole Bisek. Dale gets it to Bisek. Out between the circles, and now Karn's going to turn on the turbo on the defense. With 2:45 to go, she's got to do it. Dale, right side. Stutter move by Bisek, pretty good one. Rogers, screen, 3-ball, no. Takoy rebound. Steph up to Flynn, left wing. Flynn, 3-ball on the way. Oh, just a little bit short. Rebound by Dale. No, it's out of bounds off the Urban Knights, and the rebound was actually by Bisek, who wants to talk to the referee, and the Knights get the ball. 2:27, no foul. Clock rolls, Penguins down by 5. 2:22 to go. Down low, they kick it out. London 3-ball, on the way deep. Loose ball, Griggs runs it down. In the corner, heaves it back to the top of the key. Bisek again, down low, Griggs trouble. Against Sarah Nelson. Nelson knocks her down, Griggs doesn't want any help up. Nelson went to put the hand out. She extended the hand to help Griggs up, and Griggs turned away. She rolled away from her. Huh. 72-67, 2:07. I guess Griggs thought she was fouled. I don't think anybody else thought she was fouled. There wasn't a big sigh from Brian Sanchez on that play. Normally there would be, especially if it was had been the fifth foul committed by Sarah Nelson. Griggs was the only one who thought there was a foul. So now Carnes has it. Kick out left side. Flynn three ball on the way. Oh, another rattler. And can Flynn get the rebound? No. Devin London with the rebound. Brings it up left side. Three on one. She backs out into the corner. Carnes hits the deck, but London's back up with it. Now she passes it in. And a foul is called on Dale. Dale went up with a shot. And she picks up a charging foul. Offensive foul on Dale, and the Penguins get the ball back, down by five with a buck and a half to go. 1:33 to be exact. Kimmy's got it. This one's coming right down to the wire, fans. Most University of Art. The Art Academy fans would have thought this thing would be done by now, but not by a long shot. Here's Steph. Top of the key talkie. Team captain Takoy drives in against Dale. Nowhere to go. Get Dale with perfect position. 360 spinner. Talkie, a lot of traffic. No, Sarah Nelson reaches for it. Out of bounds.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. No, I think they're going to call it on Jordan Rogers. Let's find out. Sarah Nelson was wrapped up on the play, and she may end up. Yeah, that's it. Nelson picks up the foul. And Brian Sanchez with his oh, no is correct. Imagining the worst. And the worst has been realized, and that is that Sarah Nelson will head to the shower. Jasmine Green will come in place, and Nelson's gone.
Surprised not to see Hyatt here.
Green instead of Hyatt, as Sarah Nelson is done for the night with 1:10 to go, and that hurts. Nelson has been key so far. 72-67. Jordan Rogers on the line. This one's on the way, and it's perfect. And now a six-point game. Second one's good. 74-67, and the D's are going to have to get something going in a big way. Bringing it up is Steph. They don't have a lot of time to goof around. She takes a screen from Takoy. Over to the left side, slams in a defender, up and under, hits the side of the backboard, gets her own rebound. Now she kicks it out to Kimmy, top of the key, stutter step, talkie on the way. Yes, Takoy, 54.2, 74-69. DU with two stops away from tying this thing, 51. London has the ball. Penguins want to get the foul, and they get the clock to stop at 46.3. Carnes with the foul, 46.3. And Devin London will go to the line. London's been pretty tough on the DUs so far tonight. We have 46 seconds, fans. London back on the line, getting ready to come in for Art. Is Etchell. And Austin. And Devin London knocks down the first one.
That's 12 points for London now.
Bisek out along with Rogers. Etchell and Austin back in there, 75-69. This is big. 2-3 balls is one thing, but three scores is quite another. On the way, this one's missed. Just what the D's needed. 45, the clock runs. Ariana Flynn, left side. She thinks 3-0. Taki steps outside the line. She's got trouble. Oh, no. To Stephanie Carnes under the bucket. Left side. Right side now. Kimmy, three ball. Missed it. Loose ball. Who's got it? Carnes. 30 seconds to go. Carnes, loose ball. Everybody's on it. Uh-oh. And now Art comes up with it. 25 seconds. Going to be trouble. Carnes had to foul again after Lorraine Etchell came up with it. 75-69, clock stops at 24 and a half. And that's the third against Stephanie Carnes. Just when the D's got exactly what they needed, the missed freebie with a six-point game by London, and then they missed the three ball, and this one goes down. And 7 points is so much bigger than six. Etchell will go to the line. Eight is not that much bigger than seven, but seven is way bigger than six. On the way, and this one goes. And it is eight. And now the DU's call a timeout. 24 seconds to go. Chambers wants a timeout. Brian and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans. Penguins down by 8, and they only have a half a minute to work with. In fact, less than that, 24.5 seconds. Inbounds, Carnes. Brings it up the left side. Carnes heaves it to Flynn, who better get rid of it. And I mean fast. Three ball on the way. Missed it short. Rebound Art. Hatchell comes down with it. She's just going to eat some clock. 12 seconds. Now they dump it out. Griggs to London. 7 seconds. Penguins are now down by 8 with 5 seconds, and that's it as the coach lets them run it out. Carnes tries to steal it with no time on the clock. Penguins down 77-69. Oh, the Penguins were so close. And they led at one point in the second half. They led at one point in the first half. But it was never more than just one point. And Academy got him again. Last time it was 90-46. Tonight, 77-69. The D is with a much better showing. B-San, so close.
So close, but yet so far. But a great showing from the Lady Penguins. You don't usually take a lot of pride in the loss, but they have to take some pride in this one.
The Penguins played great. And if it hadn't have been just for a couple of key turnovers, the D's would have been right there. All right, fans, Stuart Horn signing off for Brian Sanchez, for Patrick Kayab-Yop, for Marin Cable, and Scott Calhoun, and the rest of the guys in the chair of our department here, the Communications and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University, signing off for Brad Van Alstine. This is Stuart Horn. Men's game coming up. Radio.dominican.edu.